welcome. We're going to get started, and we're going to let people trickle in once they've gotten the coffee. So welcome to the Wikipedia workshop. As you may know, Wikipedia is often the top result in Google for a lot of terms that you search for, especially, you know, things like language, names of languages and things like that. So it's where people are starting. If they're often where people are starting, whether they're academics or journalists or members of the public or members of communities trying to find out what's been done on with their language, they often end up at Wikipedia to start with. And when those articles are bad, it's sometimes unclear where to go next. So, as I've said to people, if you're going to spend 10 years writing a grammar or writing a dictionary or doing these types of work, why not spend an hour improving the Wikipedia article about the language? Or if you have students and they could use a class assignment or something to work on, have them improve these articles. So what we're going to start with today is getting on Wikipedia, making the first couple edits, and finding out that Wikipedia is not as hard as it feels like it might be to do that. And a big place we're going to start with edits is adding citations to stuff, because many Wikipedia articles lack citations. And if you know what has been written about this language, you can add those citations in, which is a good resource, a good place for other people to go, and a fairly fast edit to make since we only have an hour and a half. Add a couple citations, and then if you can think of other stuff, sometimes you notice things, or this whole section is terrible, can do that too. So that kind of gets it on your radar and gets a sense of doing that. So because everyone works with technology at a different pace, this is mostly a self-guided workshop, and I'm just going to wander around and help people and let you kind of work on your own thing. Walking people through technology steps is difficult. So I'm going to start with the URL bit.ly/lingwiki, as in linguistics plus Wikipedia, which wiki is a Hawaiian word, I believe. So that's our local connection. And this has way more instructions than you need to read right now on how to edit Wikipedia, but those resources stay there. So if you want to refer to them later or take from that what you can, you can then, hello, welcome. Then that's a good step to start with. Get on the Wi-Fi. How many people made their Wikipedia account already, like I said in the email? No? Not yet? You have one? Okay. That'll be a bit faster. You can't remember. Well, yeah, give it a try, see if you can get into it. So if you have one, get into it. If you don't have one, then... Hello, welcome. Sit down. Yes, open up this section.
Yeah.
Have courage. And so if you don't have a Wikipedia account, you can make one. If you, you can all, and then the first thing to do is put a couple words on your Wikipedia user page. So the way your authority is constructed on Wikipedia, you don't get to upload a transcript of your diploma and prove that you're an authority that way. Your authority is constructed based on what you've done already there, the edits you've made, and your user identity there. So you can, people make sometimes very elaborate Wikipedia profile pages, but putting at least one or two words on there will make the link to your account, your user page, turn from a red blank link into a blue active link, which already makes you look a lot more legit. So just put something like, I'm a linguist, or I'm interested in this particular language, or something like that on the page. Yeah?
How do we find said page?
All of these instructions are up at the URL, but when you're logged in, hello, welcome.
So actually, if you like, I can. I wanted to see how you teach this.
Right.
So I'm.
And you have edited Wikipedia before.
Relatively active in Wikipedia.
Oh, okay,
also
fantastic.
Working with communities, and I was curious how you would teach this.
Yeah.
And
for
if
sure.
you like, I can also go on.
Yeah. So I can also walk people through this when we have a bit more time. But if you want to, if we start getting low on numbers, I will draw on you. I was hoping we might have someone like you in the crowd. I was banking on the average level of tech savviness being high enough. Like, If you want to talk about Wikipedias in other languages, that's also a thing that might be of interest, like where the articles are written in a different language. That's also a thing that... So we're going to put a few words in the user page and then figure out what article to edit and go from there. So your username is along the very top. Once you're logged in, it'll be along the very top of your Wikipedia page where it formerly just said create account, log in. Then you'll have your username show up in red and you can click on that and it'll give you an option to start that page. You have an account already, right? You made one at Colette?
I just have to remember my login credentials.
Okay.
Awesome.
I'm going to start circulating and answering individual questions now. Because everyone's probably at a slightly different stage. How are things?
How do
you
make an account?
So if you go to en.wikipedia.com.
Place
yeah, that's fine. Just go click there. Yeah. And click on the English one. And you get a create account link up at the top.
What is it?
Way on the top corner, top right of the page. Yeah. on the rocking feet.
My impression is that they normally like are really interested in the stuff that doing, but then after a while, so it's permanent professional, like permanent teaching and stimulation. And
yeah,
so
I've been finding that the in-person editor bonds are pretty good for.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
But then have
to get
lunch.
Well,
I have a
I've been to some out-of-towns around by other people, which tend to have been very active in the beginning, and I found that this model where I
probably
show
upstairs,
one
upstairs,
of those levels there that seems to work better, especially with larger groups, if I could have a co-facilitator that can help the other people, because with technology, you show someone
you can't start with
something on the screen,
and
oh, okay.
I mean, it can't start with this. It's just that most of the names are Hawaiian names.
So, the very self-evident
no,
really walking through stuff is a bit of a need, but I don't think that have people be lost or bored.
No.
Yeah, I do have a terrible.
Sounds
problem.
Like Pacific, it doesn't
so
sound like Hawaiian.
I have the slides I've been using for edit the bonds for 3 years now. I've been gradually, you know, changing them a little bit, so they're geared to a whole bunch of different levels. This is a little bit on the short side for me, around 3 hours is generally. You can really get some solid edits there because for creating articles. For language articles, you don't have to create them because they create them all from ISO codes. It's just that they're very scanty, the information that's in them. It's very.
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess it's.
Yeah, I have an account there technically, and they've tried to get me involved. But to me, if you really want to reach the public, you need to know where the public is already.
Yeah. No, but and then you see that this project now is also more or less like frozen somehow.
Yeah.
It's because it doesn't work. So we should, in my opinion, we should write just in Wikipedia. Because
yeah.
This will, or potentially it will activate the crowd. But these closed projects, they don't work.
I think Wikipedia sometimes you need this offline support for it as well. And sometimes people who come to the in-person events then decide they want to go home and edit on their free time and become purely online editors. But often people need initial, encouragement and support from the other person. I think I may be getting more questions, so I'll come back and keep talking with you. But after extolling the virtues of going around and talking to people individually. I need to keep doing that. How are things, Susan?
I think I'm logged in now.
Okay. That was the first battle.
Yes.
All right. And you should already have something in your user page. You can go right to working on whatever you.
Yeah, that was the catch before.
It's also blue already.
Yeah, it's blue already.
Your user page is blue already. The link to your user page is already blue.
As opposed to.
If it's red, it means it doesn't have anything on it. Hello, welcome.
Hello, sorry.
No, that's no problem. People have been trickling in. I think we're going to have to have a
primary
list.
I've
been looking for lots of workshops. So your steps are up here. The first thing to do is get on the Wi-Fi. And then this is a very self-guided sort of thing. So I'll be wandering around answering questions about getting on elsewhere.
How are you? I would like to edit a spot here, but I can't figure out how to do it.
Nope. So if you go up, can I just scroll up for a sec?
Scroll up.
Yeah. So the first thing to do when you're editing, just because there's a risk when you start editing as a new user that someone may go into your, may start recording your edits because you don't look very authoritative. So the first way you want to get authority is to click on your red username up here.
Yeah.
And this will give you the option to start your user page?
If there's a page about me on Wikipedia.
Nope. This is not. This is not your.
No, no.
Your
maybe, but can I just cite that as the thing? save me typing. So.
Yeah. You would still want to click start, and then you can say, "I have a linguist. See my Wikipedia article for more details about who I am."
That doesn't sound very good. Sounds a little pretentious.
Sounds a little pretentious.
So just.
So what you're actually going to do is put the pencil here, and this would be the document-looking edit feature, which lets you not have to learn Wiki's programming.
So I say
formatting.
Just say a little bit about me.
Yeah. So just say a little bit about you. So that if someone says, well, who is this person who made this edit, it's someone who seems to already understand some of the norms about how Wikipedia works or has something to do with it. Do you need to plug in? There's a power strip up here if you want to sit in the front row.
Okay.
Should be able to get that.
How are things?
Good. I have some general questions.
Yeah.
How does this work exactly? So if there's stuff that you disagree with, that's on there, but there is a citation, which is in my mind is easiest. So how does one do that, and how does Wikipedia deal with that?
So Wikipedia considers itself a tertiary source, which means they report on what's in secondary sources.
Right.
Secondary sources being things like published grammars and so on, for language purposes. So when it comes to controversies, Wikipedia stands is to report the controversy. So if you have a controversial article like, you know, abortion or global warming or something like this, it'll say, these people claim this, these people claim this. So Wikipedia does not make a conclusion, therefore these experts are better. So it's kind of like the first half of the lit review where you say, here's what the literature says, and not the loud bit where you're like, and these ones are clearly not the right approach.
They are all wrong.
So if there's something that's citing a source that's dubious in the sense that it's a blog post, it's not authoritative, but if it's someone who you have theoretical disagreements with, you can add in other sources about a different perspective that's in there. But you can't say this person shouldn't even be in here because it is genuinely work on that particular language and it was genuinely published in a reputable location, then you're going to report the controversy and say, here's this, here's that. As a new editor, the easiest thing to do on Wikipedia is add content, not delete content. So it's better to say, here's another source towards this, here's another thing about this, rather than getting into arguments for let's try to delete something.
Right.
So providing Wikipedia is kind of like a neutral point of view insofar as neutrality exists.
Yeah, no, got it. I basically just saw an article on the people whose language I work on. In our collection, I've noticed before, and it clearly looks like it's someone like me who went on there to promote the one article that they wrote. I have to go find this article to read it, but it looks like it's not true. And there are other sources. So by not delete, can I totally reword what they're citing and still keep
the
citation? Or
the easiest thing for you to do at the moment is to start by adding.
Yeah, so I'm
so start,
I'm
start,
planning
start,
down.
Start,
I'm not,
yeah,
I'm not gonna do it now. I'm
start
planning
by
down.
Adding stuff.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome. The first thing to do is get yourself on the internet.
Yeah.
So that's and I'll be around and keep chatting with you.
Okay.
And then every article also has what's called a talk page. And this is where you can talk about what should go in the article. So this can be a way to make decisions that should be more controversial, post to the talk page to saying, you know, here, particularly once you have a track record of adding constructive edits to the article, which establishes your authority to want to talk about it, you say, there's this thing on this article that I think is inaccurate that shouldn't be here, or that is misleadingly worded, and I'm going to, you know, change it if no one objects within a couple days. Because sometimes talk pages are just crickets, like nothing happens there. And so the faster possible way to get something on the talk page is how about I do this? If no one objects, I'm just going to go ahead. Because if you wait for someone to give you permission, then you know it will.
Yep.
And so you want to lead with, if no one comes in and argues with me, then I'll do it. And if someone does come in and argue, then you can have discussion on the talk to people whether or not you should change it. And you could try to just make those edits and assume that maybe this editor's not going to come back, like look at their edit.
I can tell me. I'm not going to do it right now anyway, but.
So if you go to one article.
Perhaps you can show on the screen.
I want to keep those instructions out there, though.
Weil da ist gar kein Inhalt, die gibt es gar nicht. Du hast noch und jetzt kannst du Create Source. Jetzt machst du deine Die Idee ist, dass du die User Page anlegst. Ist besser, dann ist es nicht rot. Da gibt es jemanden, der wirklich dahinter stellt. Damit erreichst du, dass du schon ein bisschen mehr Identität hast, wenn du irgendwas Also ich habe zum Beispiel meine User-Pages sind nicht abgenutzt, meine Namen, aber nicht Wikipedia so als Linkes. Aber man kann es auch ganz anders machen.
You can get on the Wi-Fi.
Und dann beschreibst du
die
Geschichte.
Also bei meinem Englischen habe ich gar nicht viel geschrieben. Ich bin auf Deutsch und auf Russisch, wo ich meistens schreibe. Aber abgezogen, ja. Manchmal hilft es auch in diesen
As you were saying,
yeah,
over there, but I got
this.
How do you find out?
So,
how do you find out?
Yeah,
it's
going
up. There's
talks
to this one guy
who
like goes.
Okay,
so you can
also
benutze Wikipedia.
Yeah,
I have my computer
background. Yeah, klar. Aber du sagst, du warst mit den Sprachwissenschaftlern an der Universität und so, also das ist schon klar.
No, that's your contribution, my contribution.
Ja, danke.
Genau, und die sind im Prinzip, wenn du einen Account hast in Wikimedia, hast du einen
Sprachstudio,
aber diese User schon, dass du den jetzt nicht auf manchen deutschen Mitteln zum Beispiel.
Nein.
Also, ich habe niemanden fast einen. Das sollte so sein, dass du den
Bedarf,
also Wikimedia, über die Wikipedia, hast du den Account und du kannst dann auch in der deutschen Wikipedia, wenn du ihn schaltest, gleich editieren mit deinem Account. Aber die Nutzerseite, die kannst du auch schon mal editieren. Das heißt, die müsstest du, wenn du das willst, wieder neu anmelden. Oder einfach einen Link machen, statt in der deutschen
Wikipedia. And people who are blue are people who have something on the user page. They look more
Okay.
So if you haven't put anything on the user page yet, that's the first thing you can do. Jenny, can I tell you how to do that? It's all about constructing authority.
Yeah. And then,
adding things to use a page, diving into this.
I always had an account for a long time, but I never had a page on Meta. I was just saying the first thing you should do because then you kind of go one step up and sort of.
It's kind of like being a Twitter user with nothing in your bio or a Facebook user with nothing on your page.
Yeah.
No picture, it looks a little bit less legit.
Yeah.
Have you made any edits before, or are you just.
Very, very, very few. So I was interested in. So I work in North Vanuatu, and there's a number of languages where a much more senior colleague, Alex Francois, is keeping Wikipedia pages on that. But I think by now they're a bit outdated, and also, I guess, although he's been doing quite a lot of work in all the 70 languages, but then I think I'm in a bit more detail the two languages I've been working on.
Perfect. Yeah.
You know, and there may be some things that just needs.
Or like an extra source or something like this, or just more details.
Yeah, a bit more detail and that kind of stuff.
As I say, if you're going to spend 10 years writing a grammar in a dictionary, why not spend an hour getting some of that information on Wikipedia so you can find it and know it exists?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So you're writing something. So you can use the Wikipedia markup view like this, but another way to edit that's easier, especially for adding citations where they have this really nifty automatic citation generator, is to click on the pencil icon, which will bring you into Word. It'll look like kind of like a Word document. It will keep your text if you switch. Just checked this a couple days ago. And so your text is here.
Yeah.
And this can be easier. So you can make links using this button. You can make citations using that button.
Okay.
You can automatically access all of the Wikipedia style sheet from there. And so that's very easy to use.
Thank you.
No problem. Good luck. Keep going.
I think it was going okay, thanks.
So you're working on this?
I was. So I think I have made an editor too and tried to save it.
Okay, so you could save changes. Did you get an option to describe what you did?
Well, actually, I didn't do that anymore.
And then if you hit save changes, now it exists, it's live, and you can click edit again to keep going.
So can you change these references and add things that are in print?
Yeah.
That is already published in press?
Yeah. So if you hit edit again. So let's say you want to add a citation after the end of, so the stuff in this box, the easiest thing to do would be start by adding your own citation first so you can see how the citations work, and you can edit the other ones, because the ones in the box are slightly more complicated.
So is there something that automatically puts up
what happens is there's a couple of the editors that are very active that don't have access to very many resources, and so they go through Ethnologue and they go through a couple of the other databases and add information from there. And what they don't have access to is like actual grammars. So all they add is database information.
So that's what they've got.
Yeah. So that's
and
what
this isn't even the most recent edition of Ethnologue. Does Ethnologue have to stay in? Can you change the?
What I generally suggest is that you start by adding information rather than deleting it, because deleting is something that vandals do, and so it puts you at suspicion of vandalism first.
But is there a way to say then Ethnologue says 14,000, but it's really only 8,000?
So one place to do that might be the talk page for the article. So language, you haven't made any changes, so we can click over to the talk page. And this is. is where you can discuss what's on the article, in the article.
Yeah.
So it's been added to a couple projects here, but you can also
add
a comment.
Show up on
and this doesn't, all articles have a top page where you can discuss the article. Many very small articles don't have much on the top page.
So is this what's on here?
So these are just categories. But if you go to, let's open up another page.
Well, I want to see what they talked about.
But no one's talked about anything yet.
That's what I thought.
So sometimes it's good to see if there are controversies on an article, but this one's quite small. So you can add information from there. The another way to get, do you have any other information about the language that you, do you have access to a grammar or anything of it? So the easiest thing to do would be to start by adding some of that information and then get into the ethnological later, because then you establish yourself as someone who knows something about this language, and then when you start fumbling about it, it's coming from a position of, well, I know those things because I've just added all this great information, whereas if now at the moment it's like, who is this guy? Even though you're not used to people saying, who is this guy when it comes to this language. But their Wikipedia reputation comes from their track record of edits. I mean, it helps preserve the article from random people who come in and, you know, add terrible information. So if you go back to the article and, so you're going to switch over to the article first and then hit edit from there.
There's
not very much there.
Is there some notion of how short or long things should be? I know some things are hideously long.
Yeah.
Probably don't deserve it, and others are far too short.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, there's a couple major subsections that are on the side of language articles. If you want to pull up another related language that has a longer article, you can use that as inspiration for subsections. If you can add a phoneme inventory, that would be great.
Sure.
Or if you can add a couple sentences about the, you know, the morphosyntax.
Sure.
You know, it's SVO or it's agglutinative or these types of things. We could make morphosyntax sections and phonology sections and put information in those, and that would be fantastic. That's really good information to have there.
Okay.
And with like cited to the grammar or whatever exists in this language.
Sure.
Is there a citation to the grammar yet at all?
No.
No.
There's no citations at all.
These are references, but they're to. So we could add to. Yeah. So this is a perfect article to work on because the resources exist, they're just not on it yet.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's start by. Do you want to just add a? We go down to this end of this paragraph. And you hit enter a couple times, we get a new line. And do you want to just write a sentence or two of something that you know is in the citation? And
I probably should do this at home where I can actually find that. I have all this stuff on the computer.
Yeah. Do you want to? If you write in one thing, I can just show you how the reference manager works, which is quite easy to use once it's.
So what will I do? Just said. Just put something in.
Do you know whether it's like agglutinative or SVO or something, one of those? Or like, do you know any other sentence of information that's not on here, just off the top of your head?
Yeah, but won't that be odd if you only have one feature of many?
Believe me, these articles are many cooks in the kitchen, and they, you know. let's just add a citation to the end of this sentence then.
Let me first.
Okay.
Let me see if I can come back to me. I think I might be able to find the typological profile.
Okay, just as a sample for how to add a citation, because it's got quite an empty citation system. What's
okay.
Once it works, it works really well. Okay. So, I'm going to switch over to the content.
I'm in the I don't have my charges in the room, so I can just go over to the dormitory. It's just the other side.
Do you have a URL on a website for DOI or for that?
Yeah, I forgot my charter.
Do you have one? Or
it's so cool, so I'm out of room. There's a rack for it's like student stories.
Is it indoors or outdoors?
It's like the kitchens are like outdoors, basically.
So let's just use the URL as a name one.
Roof, but it's open. Both sides. And then they have spaces for surfboards. Just use the
you could
library. Yes, the index plus the
assignment is to students to actual representation of our global.
And now I translate.
And then you can have a tree that you
who else?
Not the way in Wikipedia you would pick the reference.
like maybe
then
you would
get
have just
okay, they actually took the old article completely out and only have the
and then
oh. If the
it's
notes about
reference.
There are other ethnonyms, they're mostly
this
one.
So, we're putting this on here so you can find
but
all the sources, but don't use
it.
Kind
of
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I
want to
know how to do it now.
You
So I added a bunch of stuff to it.
Okay.
I assume I have to put a reference.
Yes, you need to put the references.
Where will reference go?
So let's go at the end of some of these sentences. They're probably all. Oops, don't leave. Stay.
So right there.
Right there. So if you click the cite button.
What?
Cite. Sorry, I'm seeing you raising some kind of now it's going to try to explain to you why citation is important, which I assume you already know. This is not written for academics.
Not everyone knows.
Not everyone knows, so it's very helpful. So do you have a URL or a DOI for this particular source?
No.
Okay, so in that case, just hit manual. So automatic will let you try to generate it from a URL, and that's really nifty. But if that doesn't work, hit manual, hit whichever of these works. Is closest.
Book that's in the press.
All right. And then you can just fill that in. You don't have to fill in all the fields if you don't know them all. Oh, in that case, go ahead and hit cancel. And we'll do it a different way. Yeah, hit site and hit basic form. And that will just let you paste it in.
Oh, okay.
And then it works.
And then save this and then we're done.
And then you hit insert, yeah.
This works the same.
Yeah,
that's not no. Oh, yeah.
Just have whatever. Do you have which press is there?
Better not.
I mean, the thing about citations on Wikipedia that's a little bit unlike journals and so on that we're used to is whatever information you can put is good, but it doesn't try to micromanage that you put fill in absolutely every field because Wikipedia articles are a work in progress. And so if you can put as much information as possible, that's great. But if you don't have one of the fields for something, then even imperfect annotation is better than no citation. So yeah, you hit insert. And now that's there at the end of that sentence. So if you wanted to edit it, you could. And then when you save the page, it's going to pop up in this list of references at the end of the article.
Save changes?
You might want to. The nice thing about doing that is you can add the same. Oh, you added quite a lot. All
right. I just edited the title.
Is that copy-pasted, or you wrote it all?
I pasted it and edited it very slightly. I'll go back later and put in the.
So the thing with pasting something in from another text is that sometimes it runs into Wikipedia's plagiarism filters.
Well, I won't find it because this isn't.
Who was it who told me that they were told that they were plagiarizing themselves? Oh, it was a woman in the liberal science school who had had to write her bio, and her bio appears in several places, and this one journal refused to take her article because it said she had plagiarized.
Oh, wait,
her bio.
So, yeah, you can say added. manager who might get flagged to it. Might not. I don't know. We'll find out what happens. So now the link is down here.
What is it?
But now the citation is down
there.
Oh,
I see.
So it's been put in. You may want to add that citation again a couple more times within this text to emphasize that the whole thing is from this one source, because this could imply that only that paragraph is from that source.
Mm.
Fortunately, it's very easy to do that.
Okay.
Because you can reuse a citation once it's entered.
Okay, how do you do that?
So if you scroll back up again and hit edit. Select reuse and just select the same one. Click on that. And there it is again. So you don't even need to enter it again. It's just right there.
Cool.
So if you put one of those at the end of, I mean, ideally a page would report to multiple sources, but if this isn't the only source that exists in this language, I think we're going to have problems here. I don't know. Because it may look like.
If they bounce, it won't hurt.
Yeah.
I would have lost something that was already there.
Yeah. So you can add. You can add that source in multiple places to emphasize that the information comes from there.
Okay, let me do that. So where in Canada are you from?
I live in Montreal.
Okay.
Yeah.
My wife's that part
of it. Oh, yeah.
Well, she's living in Montreal when she was younger. She's from Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
Toronto.
Yes, indeed. How
are you doing? Thank you.
The visual editor has gotten really good in the past couple of years. I know a lot of peer editors are still angry about it. I started in the source code one, and particularly for adding citations, which is often what I'm getting academics to do, teaching them the code to add citations is hugely difficult. Using the automatic DOI URL generator is very easy, and it looks like magic, and it works a lot better. So I find, there's a few things that I'm still working in the editor, but the majority of stuff that people want to start doing is there. And then they can always go view the source code afterwards and see what they've done. So it provides them a back-end way of learning how to do that. But visual editor has gotten very good in the past year or two. It's improved a lot. And I recommend it for all beginning editors. I use it myself. I think it's great.
So I've also used at university for classes, like the language documentation and this is about structuring data,
mm-hmm.
and I use Wiki as an example of how to structure data.
Mm-hmm.
So they learn Wiki to write Wikipedia, but actually they learn what is XML. I mean, it's not XML, but
if you have the time to do it in the whole class and you have a longer period of time, it's a very accessible way of learning how to do some markup. But for the more complex tasks like adding citations, the Wiki format for that is very prohibitive. For adding things to the boxes, that formatting is prohibitive, especially when you have people who have a lot of knowledge about the language, who have written their grammar on the basis, but who may not be as comfortable with technology. It's much easier to use the GUI than it is to do the code, unless they're already coding people who like. But yeah, visual editor, I recommend everybody start with that, and then if they want to do something else, then they can then use the learn how to do that. Because otherwise you spend the first hour of the workshop on just the Ruby markup.
Right.
And just so you don't have to change Ruby markup, just click the site button.
You will listen.
Click the button. It's way faster. And this editor group has a lot of content to contribute. If someone else needs to format it, that's why it's a collaborative platform. So I'm strong with the visual editor.
So we're kind of back into this question of, say someone else said something really dumb.
Yeah.
So most of them.
Just call that
actually
might
be a language. I'm not sure what this game is, which is why I was wondering. I was wondering if I still can't figure out how to find that. Well,
I mean, it's not cited. So who knows if it's
actually. Apparently not.
I know it's not. I'm too old.
we come back and get to
that.
Okay.
So perhaps you copy paste first the reference from the text and then you go to this and then you copy paste it. First one is automatically added from the
just fixing this
from the not a list of references, but the second one is just.
This is the one that I just know.
The second one.
And I don't like
changed it.
So you can put something to that effect in the edit summary, and then if anyone wants to fight with you on that, they have to go get both of those. But if they did, it would be right.
Right, exactly. So, yeah. Okay, perfect.
So, yeah.
Yeah, this is, because I just don't really know a lot of the etiquette.
The culture has changed. And this is
so normally you also put some words into the log, so that people can hear.
Right.
There's a lot of the culture, that's not
arrogant,
it's
just
it's quite hostile to new editors.
Right.
Because people that are there have gotten better ways of doing things. And, but one of the things that was a problem was that the new editor and the other editors that are interested in
It says there's an error in the citation for the etiquette ref is invalid.
And it's about Star Wars.
There's a syntax error actually in the citation. It's very strange because we didn't use the source.
Technology. It's like you were trying to get me to do. Should we do it?
Have a lot of gaps.
Dare we?
We could at least check the code.
Yeah, so there's no work over that.
I don't know how, like this is the marker for, perhaps you somehow when you clicked in this editor, in this reference editor, you clicked into some space. And
actually though, this one, for this article, the French one is better.
Something empty there.
Mm-hmm. So can we fill it?
I mean, it's a French speaking country.
Yeah,
I mean, you can also translate stuff from the French.
I don't know how this interacts with
the
reference
like
editor, and I would put here,
like
in principle, you can just put the text
in
the reference, like
you
your book, but then it will, we already have it, there's no footnote.
Yeah, I mean,
this is the zero, and this links to the zero, so and this is the zero.
At these type of things, these languages, they'll be like free people.
So normally, what I do is that I have we have several different references.
Exactly.
How this works now,
this
attribute
to
zero here, I don't know. I never.
Exactly.
I will learn.
Because no one else knows enough.
But
which is why it's so great that you're
going.
That's why I signed up for this. Because I was like, I started doing this like 3 years ago, and then I didn't do it.
And sometimes you just need the incentive of like having other people around you to motivate you to.
Yeah,
to
and I did get yelled at 3 years ago. Like
you did get yelled at.
Yeah,
and that really discourages a lot of people, and it means that the type of people that we can keep in keeps are the people who aren't scared of being yelled at, which is a very specific type of person.
I mean, I fought back, and I won.
Yeah,
but
it was a positive experience.
Yeah, but that was the whole thing where I had them change the name, and I was like, and I actually had to write them and said, you can't have this article under this name. You're actually offending people,
That
was the same for me too. I started a long time ago, and then I got that experience, and I stopped.
There are people who are like the head of
because I don't
know what happened to something else. Anyway, the first edit. Was actually like literally vandalism. They like changed a page to be this thing, and then they got slapped down for it, and then they kept editing. Whereas, that was really
less
where people were more tenacious, and there was more there was a cohort of people that stuck around. And but now it's really hard to be a newcomer in good faith because people who are very active to prevent vandalism are really kind of trigger happy with new editors as well.
So the site.
Yeah,
messed my citations up.
It did.
I
guess.
Too.
And he doesn't know how to help me. So it's putting in this zero here. And in the actual article, what did it tell me? It was, he's putting in these numbers.
Okay. Have you hit save yet?
Yeah. Is that bad? Oh, and see, I get this error.
Okay. Let's delete that and try again.
How do we delete it?
So go into edit.
Everyone. Well, see, it was a little, like I did cite, and it brought up this thing where I had to enter it, and so the,
okay, let's click on the edit button and see what
I
can do with it. This looks like. Why does that not, why is it not showing?
So apellido should be your
my surname.
What's your name? Thank you, I'm glad you came. Did you fill out the survey?
Oh, no.
Do you have a minute to just fill it out before we okay, please do it because we're kind of keeping a list of all of the articles that got.
Oh, this is
and
then
I'm going to send everybody.
Gave me the first
it's the same entry, but
it's
survey.
With survey after it.
Okay.
And just copy paste into the article you were going to the new address list of all the people who are going to number it.
Gotcha.
I'm just waiting for it.
No, that's how this works. It's very shy. It's very shy. I was just because I knew we were in the middle of trying to debug that.
Yeah.
What's
your name?
It's a nice German.
It is a German name. It's a long story. I was named after my grandmother, who is also not German. But she was named after her her grandfather's second wife, who was German, who was not her grandmother, but was like
my
grandmother
gosh.
To her.
Which
was like a mother
story.
To her mother. And so it's my step-great-great-grandmother. Who I was named
it's
after.
Not a very common cat in Germany today.
But it was, so I was named after this German lady from the 1800s.
Yes.
It is diminutive. Yeah. Gretchen.
Gretchen. It goes back to Margaret.
Yeah, exactly. It is
So it's two diminutives, really. It's
exactly,
right
yes.
from Margaret.
But it's the northern
it's
German, it's the northern low German diminutive.
Yeah, but I usually get people saying, oh, you know, you're from
France.
That's a great line.
I'm late for my office hours, but I
speak a little bit.
You gotta go, okay. I've got my hornet, so I don't know what to do other than keep trying. I'm not gonna close the space. Yeah. Okay, so we'll skip link to the author. There's
you don't have to put
fill
in
everything. Okay. There's, oh, look, that's not right. Your
yes.
publication and a handle showing up. See, this was not the template they gave me the first time I used this.
That's weird.
Yeah, so I think that that was the problem.
Did you fill out the survey? You don't have to fill out everything. Just, yeah. Okay, let's try that.
It's redundant.
Oh, you filled out both Apellidos 1 and Apellidos.
I hyperlink all the things.
Yeah.
So, so I added a paragraph to the entry,
okay.
and I highlighted it, you know, linked everything, and blah, blah. And
okay.
now I just added this reference here to
okay.
a friend's grammar of this language,
perfect.
Which should
excellent.
Go in there, I think. Really
appeared. Yeah.
Now, here's the, I was just going to refer to something here, and what Alex did here before was, I think that refers to a Google search.
That's not a great link, really.
No. So this is what I got.
So if
like
you have,
when
if you have the grammar
this.
Itself,
yeah.
Oh,
so I've got. So here's the grammar. It's a commercial grammar.
Sure.
Avoider.
Yeah.
That's the link.
Okay.
So,
so
I just
copy pasted that URL. You copied that URL.
Yeah. So what I.
And then so if you select the site.
Okay, that's what I just did.
Yeah. Or no, so not actually you don't want site. You want the link button.
Right.
Here.
Okay.
And then you can just copy the link into that.
Ah, just copy it in there.
Yeah.
So not select any of those things.
Copy it in there, and it'll automatically switch you over to the external link tab, and you can click
right.
done.
Right.
And so the external links are distinguished by having a little arrow next to them. So this one's also an external link.
Right.
So if you may or not want it to link to just Vanuatu, you might want
no,
to select the whole thing.
The whole thing. I focus. Well, anyway.
Anyway.
And it's also it's not a dictionary.
Yeah.
I find out.
Anyway. Yeah.
Thanks. Okay. Oh, and what's the service? Sorry.
Hello.
And can I just sit for a moment?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You're not here for the workshop. So I, don't
I will be
here
no,
workshop
you
tomorrow. Ah, fantastic. I look forward to seeing you then.
Me too.
Have you made a wiki media account yet? Ah, good. Fantastic. You'll be ready. Yes.
Yes. Can you have one here today?
Okay.
Where's
please
the
fill out the survey. It's right there. bit.ly/linkwiki survey.
Oh, okay.
And it's okay. Words are hard.
This is fun.
Thank you.
For if I want to say
you could, or just put the column is like close enough. So journal might be good.
Because I'm
you get journal, then you'll get the option to put the book name and the text of the article name. So that would be, you know, just whichever one's going to give you fields that are useful for you. And please make sure you fill out the survey before you leave. And I have a list of all the articles that are edited.
I'm not, oh, here we go. Yeah,
have you filled out the survey?
There you go.
We're finishing up soon, so if you could also fill out, there we go. So if you go to bit.ly/linguiki survey.
Yep, okay, good. Yep.
And it's quite quick. Did you fill out the survey?
I did.
Good, thank you. I think we're supposed to finish soon. We have a sec to do the survey.
Well,
no. Seriously late.
No,
no.
Put your hand.
Oh well, there's Delamont office hours, and for some reason they just put me down.
I see.
Not the other Delamont.
Do you have other
Delamont? I hope somebody showed up.
I said I hope somebody showed up.
Since I wasn't there.
Yeah, I could. But half the people who were registered for this one didn't show up, so I don't know what happened with that.
Because I think people were like, they needed to go to the bathroom, they needed to go get food.
Yeah. I may send out an email to the list and say if anyone didn't make it to today's and is free to come to tomorrow's and they wish they made it, then they're welcome to do that because you've got lots of space in this room.
I know, there's plenty of space.
Yeah.
Shall we talk?
Even though many people have gone on to become good editors by incorporating that as feedback and you know, continuing going on, but it does feel very personal, and I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a Wikipedia culture thing. It's a very
thick skin.
Yeah. But it's very important work. I mean, we had one of the people here was working on an article where she was one of the three people that could possibly have enough knowledge to edit this article.
That's what I'm doing too.
Yeah. You know, and so one of those three people doesn't take it on themselves to do it. It's just never, no one's ever going to know.
Yeah, exactly.
This information is never going to be there, and all it's ever going to be is like an ethnologue.
Yeah, exactly.
And ethnologue is
no,
what
but
it is.
Part.
But
I think your work and your, like, you know, and like what you're trying to do, because I saw every article about like tweeting, and I know like you do so much stuff, a lot of stuff, and it's like such a thing that like out there in social media and like on these websites, like about like revitalization and like all these things, because
I was coming across articles about stuff and saying I don't even know if there's a linguist who works on this right now, it doesn't say on the thing. I can't edit all these myself, but trying to bring that to people and say this is what's in it.
Is this something like, are these LPPathons? Are these, this is something for like a bunch of different industries they do this too? Or do you just kind of like start this?
There are some in other areas that people have identified content gaps because the, you know, the Wikipedia editor community has some similarities to the population of Reddit. It's the most political way of describing it. It's very male. It's very kind of a certain group core people, and they have certain topics that are of interest to them that have been well edited on Wikipedia. You know, American military history is very comprehensive on Wikipedia. Or good or bad, Star Wars is very comprehensive on Wikipedia. Every episode of Star Trek, you know.
I have read many of those articles.
Yes, which is fine. You know, they're a thing that exists. But other topics haven't been as well covered, and so there have been various initiatives for various of those topics. There's a Wiki Project Women in Red, which takes women who have, so there's like less biographies of women, prominent women in a whole bunch of fields,
mm-hmm.
linguistics being one of them. I've also done some editing on through trying to add biographies of prominent female linguists.
Oh, okay.
Karen Rice didn't have biographies when we started doing this, which is shocking, you know. People in Monica McCall, like people who are very well known in their field, did not have this. So we're, you know, working on areas like that. So Wiki Project Women in Red takes women who've been linked to in a non-existent Wikipedia article, like your user page was before it existed, it was red. So these are red links that tries to make them. There's a Wiki Project Female Scientist that tries to add that. That tries to add women in science. There's Art Plus Feminism, which tries to add topics related to female artists. And I've helped with some of their editathons. And for me, you know, I noticed that there were female linguists on Wikipedia, which is one thing, but I also noticed that there's a big area in languages, particularly, where they need secondary sources, so even speakers have a hard time adding those because they are primary sources.
Yeah.
So you have to have kind of an academic knowledge of the thing in order to be able to do that.
Right.
There are some projects, I think, for getting, you know, biology and physics students and stuff like that to edit those types of articles. But for linguistics, like there's a linguistics topics which are important too. You know, some students worked on an article about primitive phonology or something like this, which is morphology, but like the language is given something that if we don't write those articles, they're not going to get it. So thank you. Did you fill out the survey?
I did.
Excellent. Thank you.